years, not any other missionary opportunity has been made available with proclaiming the truth. We have been just recently come back from Cuba. In Cuba, you're not allowed to preach unless you have a religious visa, and then you are still restricted. But in my testimony that I was allowed to give in 4 nights, I proclaimed the same message. I proclaimed that God the Father sent two saviors, two deliverers for our salvation. I proclaimed that Jesus Christ was the one that gave us salvation. We had to place our faith by putting our trust in Him for our eternal redemption. I also proclaimed that through the simple sense that God also sent the Holy Spirit for our second deliverance, our salvation too. I proclaimed it just as this pulpit proclaims it to us. Just the way that you have received the biblical information that you are to walk. I went around about it in the sense that I'm not allowed to preach. In my testimony I said, I was doing it wrong. I was going this way. Now I'm going this way. So it worked it out there that it was rather good. We were given the opportunity because Alberto Mattesi, we work with three organizations, the entire Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Alberto Mattesi Association, and the Lewis Plough. They're the three biggest evangelical names in the Latin American world. When they have pastors' conferences, ladies and gentlemen, our ministry has now gone to the point that where we are able to present this little tract to pastors. For many, many years, you have supported us, where we have supported and given the gospel message to literally hundreds of thousands of men throughout the Latin American world. We have proclaimed the salvation message, the same very message that this pulpit proclaims to you. I thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to say thank you to my wife personally before you. She does all the work. She's the one that puts up with me. Puts up with me in my frustration between mission trips. She's the one that sends me off, gives me an airline ticket, and I say, where am I going to this time? She says, she does all the book work. She has to put up with the frustration back at home, the loneliness, the boredom, and the sense of my husband's gone. He may not come back this time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for this church. I thank you, Herman, for your dedication in teaching. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel message that you have heard is now being proclaimed throughout Cuba. The last bastion of freedom that will come eventually. They are receiving the biblical truth. So we have many opportunities with the pastors, with the seminary students, and with the church. The biggest church it's an American Baptist church in Santiago de Cuba. That's what gave me the time to proclaim salvation, the two salvations, by the sending of the provider of salvation. In that time, I asked the congregation, do you understand what I'm saying? Or does any one of you do not understand what I'm saying? They all agreed. The pastor, we've had many times just to sit down and explain to him that we have to place our trust in the Holy Spirit for the walk, the Christian way of life. He understood it fully. He was placing his trust in Jesus Christ, placing his trust falsely. But when I proclaimed it, explained it from the biblical perspective, he understood it fully. He is now proclaiming that to his congregation. But it's because of you, the congregation. He is sitting here today. This is the only church that supports us. I thank you. Thank you, Him. If I can ever get this.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go. We're getting the smaller edition of the Salvation Pattern, as our Redemptive Salvation is a Pattern of Spirituality booklet printed, and we're getting it translated into Spanish at this time, and also talking about getting it translated into Filipino. All right, let's open the scriptures to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, to get ourselves oriented to what we're going to look at this morning. The Gospel of John, chapter 4. say what most people see the understanding of Scripture and what we're to do is go something like this. Is that here is God and here is man, here I am, and I want to understand God, have a relationship with God. So what I have to do is I have to come up here and go through the Bible, go through His Word, and that will take me to God. This is the great problem of the church, because this is not only wrong, this is impossible. And yet this is the way that most individuals and most past pastors approach it. It is impossible for man to even begin to understand the Scriptures. My ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your ways. It is simply impossible. So what has to happen, here I am, and again, here is God, and here is His Word. But what must happen is that God must come between us and His Word in order to reveal or illuminate or open up the Scriptures for us. So He has sent to us God the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 clearly teaches that our faith must be directed toward God the Holy Spirit, that He can illuminate or open our eyes.